Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. And, Ryan, first question, can you confirm that the Burris flag is back there at the ballpark?
Well, I'm looking at it right now. It's half-mast for Charlie and dead slack, indicating zero wind.
Well, it's good to have it back and keep it slack for now anyway. But now next week when teal season comes in, we want a little bit of breeze on it.
Well, I tell you what, there's no teal, buddy.
Well, that can change.
I alligated 100 yesterday, and I bet I didn't see 20. And I mean, I went all over.
Well, how was the alligator hunt?
Good. I got the five we needed, and pretty good ones. Like the ones we got with the boys, and got them cleaned up. And we're gonna eat alligator tonight. Actually, we're gonna have a sauce pecan, and we're gonna do some. Fried stuff appetizers, so yeah, it ought to be great.
Yeah, I'm getting some recipes in on the text board. People are enjoying their alligator. What's your favorite way? Do you like it in that sauce pecan the best, or is there a different recipe?
I really like sauce pecan. I could eat my weight in it, but I also like to take the muscle in the tail and cut it up and put in a little raspberry vinaigrette and honey and let it sit and then fry it real quick. Oh my goodness gracious!
Ooh, I'm gonna have to try that. I'm sure those ladies that cook for you down there can come up with something unique for alligator down there. They always do.
Well, I fix it if it ain't broke.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we got gators. Hopefully we'll have some teal by next week. Where are the fish? What's been going on fish-wise?
Not a reds. The trout is still in transition. They'll be making their move into the inside in 2 weeks. Day after teal season, they'll come floating in here, and we'll start whacking on them inside. Right now, they're still off on them rigs and stuff way out in Breton, but they'll be coming pretty soon. You know, if you want to make the run, you can catch them, but it's a good little run out the central and those rigs out that way.
Yeah. I'm looking at that river. Man, it's getting low. Are we going to get a saltwater wedge in it? What stage does it start giving you problems down there where you're getting saltwater up in your intakes and all?
Well, it's 3.5 right now, and, it'll start backing up, anything under 3, and it's going to hang around 3 for a little bit here. So, it'll be a little bit, it's hanging right there, and then it's going to slide down into 2s later on and right in time for the trout to get in the river, and, oh, my God, you know I like that time of year.
Yeah, I know. That is your absolute favorite when that river. So you say 2 is the magical mark? Is that what you like to see?
Oh, no. Anything right now, it's time. It's way up here where I'm at, it'll be November 1st. They'll come sliding in here. They'll be going downriver and getting in the spillways here shortly, probably 1st of October. They'll get in there, sometime midweek in October. Mm-hmm. And you can run down there and start catching them, or you just wait till November. But they'll be in all the bays right 1st of November, 1st of October. Because, they just come in, all the bait comes. It's like magic, like they got their own calendar or something.
What, you examine the stomach contest. What are they feeding on in the river? Are they eating crawfish, grass shrimp, all of the above?
a lot of mullet and pogies, and you know an inner marshes right there. They'll eat some crawfish, but lots of shrimp. You know, there's tons of shrimp in the marsh, so they're pretty opportunistic. They're gonna bite whatever comes their way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course you like to use.
I hope they bite a crankbait today.
Yeah, I know you don't like to use that shrimp, but the other stuff works just as well. So it sounds like things are pretty much all on time. I mean, wow, the teal has got me puzzled. You know, of course they said the numbers are down, and that's why they justified cutting us down to a 9-day season. But you know, normally we get our share no matter what in Louisiana.
Yeah, well, they got 4.3 million of them, so there's a bunch. But with this east wind, you know, the windward push on them going toward the central flyway, you know, people don't believe in that. But if a boat and everything else gets pushed by the wind off course a little bit, I'm sure with this east wind they pushed a little bit. But we had some last week, a few. But like I said, they're just passing through. So we'll get another charge of them. Any little front comes through, or the days are getting shorter. You know, it's just getting daylight right now. You know, it's 6:30, got daylight. So the days are getting shorter, and all that plays into it.
Yep. Okay, so will you be in the blind when we call you next Saturday morning?
Probably so, if I'm breathing.
All right. Well, which dog are you going to have with you?
Both.
Both dogs. All right. Well.
Yeah, they're in fat school right now. They're in the fat farm. Kenley didn't want to go. She laid on the floor and said, "Come on, Mom,
I don't believe
he's
Kenley.
He's not going to feed me. He's going to make me run." And, you know, she went to Carl, and she didn't want to go. Like, this soap is too good, baby.
Yeah, well, once she sees those guns and sees a camouflage and smells some feathers and stuff,
she wants to work. She just didn't want to go to Carl this time because she knows that the work was there. Now, Carly, she was waiting in the truck.
Good to have that competition. Well, sounds like y'all going to have some fun, so we're going to let you get to it, and we'll be talking to you from the blind next week, and hopefully there'll be something you'll be shooting at.
Yeah, I hope so, buddy.
And all your gator tags are gone? You filled them all, or you got a few?
Oh, no, I still got 7 more that I got to sell, and I got to kill some this week and next week, but it goes all the way to December, so we'll get them done.
Well, what a great week to do it when we're playing Florida Gators, so if somebody wants to get one, tell them how to call you.
I sent enough meat up there yesterday for sauce pecans for everybody. Yeah, just call me on my cell phone at 504-559-5111.
Sounds good. See you next week.
All right, bud.
Okay. There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to get to some of those alligator favorites that are coming. And you got a favorite recipe for an alligator you want to share with our audience? Maybe something a little different, unique? 504-260-1870. We'll be back to do that and wrap up this week's episode, an edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.